When does peer pressure begin? I think it begins almost immediately. Peer pressure begins when the child starts interacting with anybody else, including his or her siblings. Peer pressure is pressure exerted on a child from the people around him.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. I remember growing up being in Pizza Hut, and they've got the pepper shakers, and my brother and I put some on a piece of pizza and pressured my sister to eat it. We didn't even know what it tasted like, but we knew that it was hot or something like that. I guess we were successful. She took a bite out and just started crying and wailing because it hurt her so bad.
Were your parents in the building?
They were right there.
And they didn't stop it?
They were talking. They didn't realize what we were doing until she started crying, and then we got in trouble or something. It wasn't that bad, but that's just a small example of how even your family, your siblings, I mean, there's peer pressure. In some ways, it's kind of funny and fun and normal, but well, I guess it is. It's normal, right?
It is normal. It's natural man. And it's especially normal when older ones, one of the great toys of the older children is the younger child.
I had two.
Yes. And so it's almost kind of fun to do that. Mm-hmm. But what happens is one child gets the idea, and if there's another child looks up to that child, I'm all in. Even though in my heart of hearts, I really wouldn't want anybody to do this to me.
Right.
I would feel really bad if somebody did this to me. So part of peer pressure is also, as long as the pressure is off of me, mm-hmm. as long as the focus is off me and I'm not going to be made fun of, and I'm afraid to step up and take a stand because I'm afraid the bully or the coolest kid in the class will look at me and my audience will make fun of me. And my audience in life is very important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's people that like to stay in the background, or there's people that don't ever like to get caught making a mistake or whatever it is. Helping our children grasp that part of life is peer pressure. When you walk away from this day, who will you be glad you served today? Mm-hmm. But that takes so much practice because most adults don't get that.
Yeah.
Most adults live for peer pressure. Most adults don't speak up. How many times do we read about people walking by a crime taking place because everybody else walked by a crime taking place? And how many people came, you know, we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. How many people came running out? But there was a group that went running in, and it was two different kinds of peer pressure. The heroes that went running in,
Wow. They
got it. The ones that went running out, rather than stopping and help other people come out, they got in this wave of run for yourself, run for your life. Peer pressure is powerful, very mm-hmm. powerful.
And it starts, well, in the home, because that's the first people you interact with when you're growing
up. I think it starts immediately. I do. I think it starts in daycare. I think it starts, mm-hmm. it just picks up, because the further a child progresses through life, elementary school, there's a peer pressure manager to some extent called the elementary school teacher. And the elementary school teacher is there. The elementary school teacher can somewhat manage the cafeteria, lunchroom, and somewhat manage the classroom, and somewhat manage it. And if she's good or if he's good, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't let one child dominate
right.
if they know what they're doing. But middle school, it's up for grabs. You're going in the halls, and that's where peer pressure begins. And so many children are not prepared, or so many parents get too active, or they don't let their children deal with the pain of peer pressure. And then let's download. Mm-hmm. What really happened there, and why did that make you feel bad? And they did make fun of you. Did you act the right way? Did you respond the right way? Or did you fuel the fire by the way you reacted? Mm. And what does that teach you about when you see that happening to somebody else? Well, it teaches me I want to get as far away as I can. No, It teaches you, as difficult as it is to step in for that person. And you only can do it when you're ready.
Right.
Only can do it when you're ready. But when you're ready, getting the rush of knowing I went contrary to what I felt like doing. I bucked the crowd. I stopped and went and helped that person that everybody was making fun of.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that, as a parent, when the child comes home and you can tell something's going on, what happened? Well, you know, I did what I did, and I went, and they were making fun of that kid, and I just went and, you know, walked away with him, and I don't even really know him, but I walked away with him, and then they're making fun of me too. You can go with the baby or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, I expected other people to follow me and stop this bad thing, and that's when I have to go, wacko. Mm-hmm. This is unbelievable. That
Your kid just
awesome.
Stood up for someone else. Yeah,
that was awesome. Or, you know, when they feel compelled to want something because everybody else has it,
mm-hmm.
and we don't get it, and they finally understand it, and they save their money. Watching one of my children save and save and save, and they finally had enough money to buy one of those things and realized, I don't think I want it now.
Yeah.
And that's when we have to go crazy. Wow, you're going to do well in life. You're going to do well in life. You buck this. This is all you've wanted. This has mm-hmm. been your motivation to do extra jobs and save the money and extra jobs and save the money. And now when you see what it really cost
mm-hmm.
because it's your money and you don't want it, this is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you. We've got to be back in the grandstands cheering when they make the right decisions, but we've got to know our children to hear when they make the right decisions, but we've got to train our children so they make the right decisions.
Right.
And then we've got to give them the motivation for why to make the right decisions, because it's God in you. That's why you're doing this. Mm-hmm. You're not alone in this. And let me tell you, Tori, there's a verse in Romans 8 that says, and if God is for you, who can ever be against you? Mm-hmm. Well, it seemed like they were all against me that day, Dad, when they were making fun of him. And I went over and sat by him. I picked up my tray, went over and sat by him, and they're making fun of me too for going over. Yeah, but I guarantee you did the right thing. Heaven was cheering, and watch it change. And it doesn't always work out happy like this. Right. But in the next week or so, others went and sat with him around that kid, and it worked out great. The whole mm-hmm. soccer team's over there sitting by him. So I want to help my children go after this.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to help my children realize this never ends.
Right.
This is practice for the future. My job is to train them up in the way they should go so that when they're 12, they will never depart from it. It doesn't say that. It says, and when they're old, which is basically a reference to when they're adults, they've got the training.
Right.
I have to help them know, you know, Dad, how come you didn't buy that? And I said, well, you know, we were walking by it. I didn't intend to buy it. I really wanted to buy it. It's really cool. Well, could you afford it? Yeah, I could afford it. And I got to tell you, there's a couple other guys over at the office that have it already. I wanted it, but I didn't buy it. It's brand new. It's out, and it's probably going to be less expensive than this. And I'm not even sure I need it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to back up and think about it before I buy it. Helping our children see we process these things. You know, Dad, that's a really cool car that so-and-so's dad just bought. It is a cool car. It's really nice. Well, how come we don't have one? Could we afford one? And that's not the question.
Mm-hmm.
Should we afford one? I mean, let me say this. As cool a car as it is, let's back up a minute. It's got four tires on it. How many tires is mine? Oh, mine has four too. Okay. It has an engine. I have an engine. It's got seats.
AC.
Yeah, it's got seats. It's got seats. It's got air. It's got air. It's cool. It's a lot more expensive. Yes, it probably is precision and everything that I would never understand or use. But it's not worth twice what that Chevy that we drive costs.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is not whether we can afford it or not.
It really comes down then to your example, because there's so much that's even non-spoken too.
But I need to speak it.
Yeah.
It's non-spoken, but I need to speak it.
Like why you
Mom,
dress
Mom, you got
that,
one of those purses. You know, well, it's a knockoff.
Right.
It was the funniest thing. I don't even know what this word is called Brighton. But Rosemary all of a sudden got what looked like a Brighton purse. And Tori said, Mom, you got a Brighton purse. No, it's not a real Brighton purse. Look at it. It was over at a whatever store, and it's a Brighton wannabe purse.
Mm-hmm.
And Tori's just looking at it. And I know, you know, is this a justification for me to go or whatever it is? But it's talking about it,
mm-hmm.
putting it on the table. We too deal with this. I don't think they believe that we as parents ever
mm-hmm.
have peer pressure things. Mm-hmm. Ours are huge.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is the lady peer pressure things are relatively minimal financially. The guy peer pressure things are huge.
Mm-hmm.
Your purses don't cost what their boats cost.
Right.
Or their
90 million inch TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, let's stay off of that one. But yes.
Yeah. We're getting personal
here. Oh, no. You're exactly right. We all had to have a flat screen. And it was great. 10 years ago, you can't even get anything but a flat screen anymore. But 10 years ago, when everybody's getting a flat screen and I didn't have a flat screen, and I was saying to Rosemary, I think we ought to go get a flat screen. She said, both our televisions work. And I said, yeah, but, you know, I just think we ought to get a flat screen. And she's the one that said to me, what about the back of a TV irritates you? I mean, just because it has a back. Well, part of that. She says,
if you put it that way.
Yeah, but it's in an armoire, Bob. You don't even know that it had both televisions are in a big armoire. And I started thinking about it. It irritated me at first. I started thinking about it. Yeah, it's just because all these guys were talking about this massive flat screen. And this one friend of ours who, I played for the Dolphins for a while, has three of them in this one room so he can watch it all. Yeah, it's pathetic. It's pathetic, but it's wonderful. But it's pathetic,
right.
But it's wonderful. Watching all three games at once. You know?
And that's it. That's the struggle that you go through.
Absolutely.
And then it's just on an adult scale.
Do I remember the time when I was in graduate school starving, thinking, there will be a day when I can get two Whoppers instead of just one. I can afford both of them with the large fries. I don't have to count these coins while I'm doing this. And it just ups the scale and ups the scale and ups the scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't imagine peer pressure is too huge. Well, matter of fact, I know it is. But in Haiti right now.
Right.
And yet, Roby, my son, just got back with his church. He took his church down there. They've adopted an orphanage. And he came down with a Frisbee. And the Frisbee was for the orphanage. But he ended up playing with this little girl with the Frisbee. Now, it's a $2 Frisbee. In fact, it says Reach FM on it.
Really?
Playing with this Frisbee. Playing with this Frisbee. Playing with this Frisbee. And the little girl says, can I have the Frisbee? Can I have that Frisbee? Could that be my Frisbee? And for a second, he almost gave it to her. And then he realized, and he turned around, and the house mother in this orphanage is looking at him and smiling, realizing, you get it. this needs to belong to us rather than her having it and doling it out. What broke his heart is he realized this would be the only thing she owns on planet Earth.
Yeah,
so next time they go down, they need to take lots of Frisbees.
Right.
With them. So everybody, everybody can have Frisbees, whatever it is. Peer pressure is huge because if I conform to that peer pressure perfectly, I can be somebody in that peer group. And we don't want them to be somebody in that peer group.
Mm-hmm.
Do we? We're not sure. Don't we want them to perform so they're the top of the whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we want them to be a cheerleader? Don't want them to be homecoming queen? What is it we want as parents? And we don't realize that we, you know, having your children have things done to your children. This child who just got all her teeth capped at 6 years old for pageants that she's in. Help me out. And her body sprayed with the right tan before she went in. This little child. So what are we saying to these children? What is the peer pressure? And we have to define it. And then we have to absolutely applaud them for being themselves.
Would you say that sometimes parents kind of handle their child's peer pressure close to how they handled it when they were younger? You know, if they were the cool, they were the jock at the high school. Your kid grows up, you know, you still have your own values and it's just kind of coming out. Hey, your kid turned out kind of the same way.
Hopefully. And unfortunately, but not hopefully. What you're hitting right here is an amazing thing that happened in the Barnes household.
Okay.
In the Barnes household, my son was playing soccer and great at soccer in high school. And he starred in the school play 1 year by accident. They needed somebody. The next year, they let him do dual. The next year, they said, this is the year you have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do drama. Drama was huge in this particular school.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do this sport. You got to pick which one.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes home and says, Dad, I mean, I love them both. I've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. And I fortunately was wise enough initially to keep my mouth shut. But this was a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Sports. Drama over sports? You got to be kidding me. This is a no-brainer.
You did sports.
Yeah. And so I stayed out of it initially. We're getting ready. If he makes the wrong decision, I'm jumping in with both feet. And he goes and talks to Larry Thompson, who's the pastor of First Baptist Fort Lauderdale. And Larry says to him wisely, well, what do you think you're going to do with your life?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be a lifetime athlete or are you going to be a pastor? And, you know, you're already leading that Bible study for young men. So why wouldn't you see drama as a platform to learn how to do that better? So Roby comes back. He tells Rosemary first. Rosemary prepares me. And Roby sits me down. He says, you know, Deb, I know this is what you want me to do. And I know that the guys on the soccer team think this is what I ought to do. And I don't really have too many friends on the drama group yet. I'm just in the play, but the guys I hang out with are the soccer guys and the other sports guys. And so, but I think this is going to prepare me. I think this is the right decision. If I conform to my peers or I conform to my dad's expectations, which is worse pressure, I know, Dad, you're imagining me running around in leotards the rest of my life. That's literally what he said. I'm not going to do that. But this gives me a platform to learn how to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that and it was great. And I wept at the play that year, realizing this is right.
Wow.
And he's one of the best communicators at 29 years old I have ever seen because he's been doing it since 14.
Mm-hmm.
He's not been doing it for 4 years. He's been doing it for 14 years. And so he gets it.
But realizing that, okay, your child's going to have a different experience than you, how maybe you grow up. I mean, my middle and high school years were horrible. I was just poked fun at. I was the goody two-shoe, and the story is long.
Yeah, but it's made you strong.
Right.
You're very strong today. So the fact that I'm going to cut you off here because I'm not going to leave you right there. It's made you an awesome ministry leader because of that. Oh, you are a no back down. The irony of you is you've made the connect between being sweet, being beautiful, being feminine, but this is it.
But the irony too is that I married the popular guy, the guy that was popular. You know, and it's an interesting dynamic even with my stepkids now. How are they going to be? You know, I'm all cheering on. You can be weird and still be okay as an adult, you
and
know?
And you know that now, but did you know that when you were in sixth grade?
But
no, I hate me. Yes.
But my parents helped me with that.
Yeah.
And that was their message. And I thought, you know, my dad poured a lot into me. And that's how I was okay with that going through that. And now with my stepkids preaching that one, you know, it's okay if you're a little strange, you know, and my husband says, you know, a little different. And so it's interesting how the parent dynamic influences also how your child reacts to their school peer pressure. So
end of the day, you said something huge. My dad cheered me on.
Mm-hmm.
My dad cheered me on. Every child needs to feel like they are their parents' favorite child.
Mm-hmm.
unspoken. My dad cheered me on. He showed up. We play an enormous part in the peer pressure our children have to deal with by the way we cheer for our kids.
Well, we've got a lot more to talk about on this topic of peer pressure, so hope you can join us again tomorrow on Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. You can hear this program again, share it with your friends. You can sign up for the daily email blog online at parentingtoday.org. And for more information on Sheridan House Family Ministries, just go online to shfm.org.